whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with a first-timer in the WCRI studios. He's a representative of the Leonard Wealth Management Group. His name is Charlie Leonard. Welcome to the program, Charlie.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
Nice to have you with us. And the Leonard Wealth Management Group is, I'm going to guess now, this is a financial institution, right?
You would guess correctly.
Okay. Well, let's find out a little bit about you and your background. You are a vice president of the group.
That's correct. Yep.
That's very impressive. You came with your limousine this morning. They dropped you off.
Oh, I don't know, quite that fancy, but we made it here in one piece.
There you go. Now, where is Leonard Wealth Management located?
So we are in downtown Mystic in a building called the Allen Spool Mill. And we're a group that is part of Janney Montgomery Scott, which is a financial firm, one of the oldest in the country, in fact, 1832. It's more of a boutique firm. We have about, I would say, 1,000 advisors or so.
That's a boutique.
Well, in comparison to some of the larger bank-owned financial institutions, it's much smaller.
Right.
And it's, as I said, it's privately owned, which is fantastic. We're based out of Philadelphia. And it's very nice that, as I said, that we're not owned by a large bank. That's one of my favorite things about the firm.
Now, if someone were here in the studio and they were looking at you, they would notice that you're not 90 years old.
That's correct.
Or 80 or 70 or 60 or 50, and you're a little bit younger.
Yep.
So how did you get into this position of being vice president at a financial institution?
Well, I started actually in retail banking years ago. I've been in the financial industry for about 11 years at this point. And our Leonard Wealth Management is actually a multi-generational team of my dad and myself. My dad's been in the industry for going on 40 plus years. I'm not sure he would like that I'm aging him that much, but in any event, so I always knew when I went to actually the University of Rhode Island that I wanted to be involved in the financial world. And of course, having my father as somebody who I always looked up to and the services he provided to his clients, I always knew that that was a path I eventually wanted to follow. And as I said, starting in the banking world, I got firsthand experience with interacting with clients and customers and things of that nature. And I'd say now going on 7 years, my dad and I have partnered up and it's just been a fantastic, fantastic working relationship.
I had a hint that there was a connection between Leonard Wealth Management and the fact that your last name was Leonard. I had that
yes, clue. Well, you definitely hit the nail on the head with that one.
There you go. Now, URI, right down the street from us, not too far away. You studied finances at URI?
I did both finances, and actually one of the things I was most interested at the time was history. If this career path surprisingly had not worked out, I wanted to be a history teacher. I was fascinated with it, but all things being as they are, the world has led me in this direction, and I couldn't be any happier.
It's very interesting, because that was my background, too. I was a big history buff in high school and into college, and my friends, none of them can believe that I was big into history. They think that I should have been, something else. But, very interesting for me. Now, did you grow up in the Mystic area?
I did. So, right almost downtown, about 5 minutes outside on the Stonington side. And just a fantastic place to live. I'm sure you've visited, as hopefully some of your listeners have.
Yeah.
Very busy during the summertime, and just a fantastic place to work and live. Very fortunate.
Yeah, Stonington Borough, beautiful spots down there.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole southeastern Connecticut area is pretty nice. There's not too many bad places to go.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're a pretty good part of the state and of the country. Now, later on, after graduating high school and after banking, I understand that you got married at some point in time.
I did. I did. In fact, my wife and I just welcomed our first child, a little boy. He's 3 months old, so I apologize if I'm a little bit slower than normal this morning. But
Saturday mornings are tough.
That's right. And definitely late nights and early mornings, for sure.
So a little boy named?
Trip. Trip. T-R-I-P. So he's actually legally... he's the third, so Frederick Charles Leonard the third, but okay. We figured we'd give everybody a break and just call him Trip.
Oh, very nice. I like that. Trip. Okay, I have to remember that. All right, and let's get a little bit to the company. You said you're located in Mystic.
Yep.
And people can find that building. Is it an old building?
It is a very restored? Old building. I want to say 1860. Again, it's called the Allen Spool Mill. It's located at 60 Willow Street. And some of your listeners might know the restaurant Red 36. It's directly in front of that. It's a beautiful renovated building now that houses, as well as our firm, CPAs, and a few other small businesses and condos.
Okay. So let's get to the specifics of what Leonard Wealth Management actually does. So people hear the term all the time. They see commercials on television. I would have to say that when I was younger, you didn't hear much about that. And this is a relatively new field as far as, you know, being quite popular and people picking up on it, saying, oh, I should look into this, I should do that.
Mm-hmm.
And friends, uncles, cousins, all advising people probably incorrectly.
You know, I don't want to necessarily say that, but definitely there's a lot more information available readily online and through various other forms of media for people to get educated themselves. And obviously, you know, this isn't the 1970s where you had to call your broker to make a trade. You know, things like Robinhood and all those other medias that folks are allowed to go on and able to make trades themselves, I think is both a positive and a negative. You know, I'm all for the educational value and access that everybody can have. However, you know, you may have seen in the news recently, there's been some craziness going on with various companies that have had certainly some drastic inflation in their prices that may or may not have been warranted.
Right. And there's a lot of things in the news about financial industry that there's something is going awry one place or another.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to have a dependable long-term company such as yours, so like you said, back to the 1830s, I guess, right?
Yep.
And something that can be counted on. And then locally to have a family operation that people can go to. I'm sure a lot of people in the Mystic area know you and your dad personally, and that helps. Let me just ask the question about wealth management.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not rich. That means I don't need you.
That would be very inaccurate. You know, one of the things that we like to focus on specifically in our practice is planning. I think that planning is such a valuable tool regardless of your financial situation. It's a primary focus, as I said, of our practice, and it basically allows you to have a goal, right? You set goals, much like anything else in life, you have goals, but it allows us to actually have a step-by-step process where you tell us where you are currently with it, whether it be in your general family sense, but also your financial sense, and we try to develop a plan that allows us to go from start to finish and meet any goal that you may have along the way.
Yeah, I would think it would be very typical for someone to say, well, what I just said, I'm not rich, so I don't need you, but I have an example of a friend of mine who said, I'm not a rich guy. And I said, well, don't you own your house? He says, yeah, we paid the mortgage off a couple of years ago, and that's located in where? He says, on the east side of Providence. I said, okay. And don't you have a summer condo rental? Oh, no, I own that. Okay, and don't you have a boat at that condo? Yeah, of course I have a boat down there.
These things are starting to pile up pretty quickly here.
and the next thing you know, I mean, he didn't realize he was essentially a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's got to be shocking to a lot of people, because if they're older like I am, you think of the, you know, someday I'm going to make $10,000 in my life. Numbers have changed so dramatically from where a lot of the baby boomers were, things are always changing, and you should depend on people like yourselves to be able to guide you as to what to do next.
Well, exactly as you just said, I think that getting something on paper and actually visually seeing what your assets may be really will change the way that some folks think about finances and where they currently are. Just as you just said, I mean, it's easy to say, oh, I think I'm going to be okay for retirement. But until you actually put on paper, you know, what you think you're going to need from an annual standpoint in spending and put that up against your assets, it's hard, at least for me. I'm a visual learner. I like to have things in front of me. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the planning process. You're able to see, okay, we're here and we want to get to there, whatever that end goal is.
Right.
So I think that having something concrete and a plan, you know, there's very few instances where having a plan is not a good way to go. So that's why I find that it's incredibly valuable, especially in the financial world, to have a plan going forward.
All right. Charlie, before we take our first break here, I'd just like people to know that there's a website that they can go to.
Yes.
To get information about the company.
Yeah, absolutely. So they can go to JannieMontgomeryScott.com, which is for the general firm website. My direct email is CLEONARD, that's C Leonard, at Janney.com if they have any questions for me.
That's JANNEY.com.
That's correct. Com. Yep. Okay. If they have any questions, feel free to email me and happy to strike up a conversation.
Now, we do have some people, believe it or not, in our listening areas that still have telephones. And is that a possibility where they could call your office?
Absolutely, yeah. Our number is 860-415-8402, and that's my direct line. Again, same way. If they have any questions, comments, please feel free to reach out, and happy to strike up a discussion.
All right. We'll have more of Charlie Leonard from the Leonard Wealth Management Group. I'm Mike Mano, and we'll be back after these messages. Company Break is the name of the program. I'm Mike Mano, very happy to be sitting with Charlie Leonard, who is the Vice President of the Leonard Wealth Management Program in Mystic, Connecticut. And we talked a little bit in the first half about Charlie's background and how he got started. The second half of the program, I thought all we would do is talk about his newborn baby trip. we could do that for...
I'm sure that's what most of your listeners would prefer to hear about.
Well, you know, actually, it's interesting. It's because as a new dad, and I'm very proud to be an old dad, my one son, he was the first, but he was the only, and I kind of had planned it that way. I was very proud of him. He's a full-time firefighter and EMT and served in Iraq and Afghanistan. And you never know what path you're going to take, because I never would have predicted that when my son was 3 months old. I had no idea what he was going to do, where he was going to go. So it is an exciting time for you.
Absolutely.
As you look forward to what's going to happen to the rest of his life and yours impacted by it. And that kind of all ties together with the fact that life and planning the future is an important reason as to why we're talking today.
Exactly.
And that's what the Leonard Wealth Management Group does. And if you'd like to get started in planning your future, simply call, email,
yeah,
send a smoke signal and get started.
Emailing is probably the best way. Anybody can certainly call and we can have a discussion. Generally, what we do when we are starting to have a discussion with a potential new client or somebody who's just interested in what we do is we actually have, and I can email to anybody, a checklist, which more or less is a rundown of things that we would ask folks to provide should they want to have, at this point now, an in-person meeting or a meeting over the phone, which will give us a better indication of, you know, where the conversation needs to go. And by the checklist, it's more or less assets in, under the sense of insurance policies, 401ks, bank accounts, you know, the meat and potatoes, if you will, of an individual or a family's financial picture. And what we can do with that, again, all drawing back to the planning, is in speaking with the individual or family, come up with a concrete plan based on what they want to do going forward. If they're near retirement, if they're like me, they're a new father, you know, no family or individual is the same as the next person, right? So the plans are completely malleable in the sense that they can always be changed based on life, always being a day-to-day grind, but changing on a day-to-day basis. You never know what's going to come. You know, so definitely our philosophy is not a one-size-fits-all. There's no, we have five different portfolios and you're going to go into one of those. Not at all like that. I think that that's part of the hands-on philosophy that we have, that we need to make sure that each person gets that personalized touch you know, that's reflected in the way we go about running our business.
Now, age has nothing to do with that, right? I mean, it doesn't make any difference. Basically, like you said, you could be a brand new father and be very interested in planning for the future, or mother, or anyone. And it doesn't have to be, well, I'm too old to start thinking about this, or I'm too young to start thinking about this, right? Either way.
That's right. I mean, it's a general rule. It's never too early to start thinking, saving, so on and so forth. And likewise, despite somebody's age, you know, if they've potentially not made the greatest decisions when it comes to finances and saving as they move throughout their career, it doesn't mean that, you know, you can't retire and live in the style that you're accustomed to. I think that's actually a really good reason why you would want to talk to a financial professional to seek guidance and hopefully move forward with a better plan.
Now, this is not a one-time thing. This isn't like, okay, I went to my attorney, I wrote a will, I'm done now. This is something that you're going to stay in touch with these clients, right?
Absolutely. I mean, all of our clients that we currently have get at least a semi-annual meeting and as often as they'd like to. You know, once we start working with somebody, it's exactly that. We work for them, or at least that's the way that I look at it. So, yeah, the phone lines are always open and we're always ready and willing, as I said, to have a conversation, whether it be about a huge life event such as having a new baby or something as small as my grandson graduated college today. That's a fantastic news, and we're happy to talk to you about it.
Sure.
So, as I said, absolutely not a one-stop shop that then you never hear from again.
Right, and it's the kind of thing as we both mentioned, things are changing all the time. Who would have thought? You know, 2 years ago, we would have faced a worldwide pandemic, and that's changed a lot of things for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
You know, financially, there's a whole bunch of people that are in a very different situation than they thought they would have going to be in 2 years ago.
That's right. I mean, the economy right now is pretty strong if you look at the data. I mean, a year and a half ago, I think unemployment rate was around 15 or 16%. We're now currently sitting somewhere around 6. I mean, the sheer magnitude, and frankly, some of it's based on financial stimulus, and the rapid comeback that we've had is just unbelievable. I mean, you look everywhere, and frankly, there are jobs and small businesses, help wanted signs, and you know, that's a good thing that the jobs are out there, and hopefully, you know, there's people ready to step in and fill them. But I think that you definitely have a positive outlook going forward, right? You know, there was some talk about worries of inflation and so on and so forth. And you know, whether that comes to fruition at this moment, I'm not too sure. You know, it's difficult to determine that. I know, obviously, the Fed has discussed potentially increasing interest rates in either late 2022 or early 2023. So we'll see if that comes to pass. For sure, there were record savings by individuals throughout the pandemic. And I think that, you know, if you go to the grocery store now, or heaven forbid, if you're building a house, you'll see that there definitely has been some price inflation when it comes to those materials. But again, a lot of that is pent up demand and the stimulus that a lot of folks received, they're putting it to work. And that's why, you know, it's simple supply and demand. When you have a lot of people out there clamoring for the same thing, it's hard to keep up with the demand, especially as you just mentioned, a year ago, a lot of companies were frankly shut down for 6 months or a year, whatever it is. So mm-hmm. We're trying to play catch up. And as I said, I think initially, all things point to a very positive outlook going forward.
Yeah, never mind building a house, just trying to buy a house.
Oh, my gosh.
and how that's changed. And some people that might be listening may be very comfortable and haven't given that a thought or don't have a friend that's in that process. But if you haven't heard about it or haven't tried to go out and do it yourself, it's amazing. The market is just absolutely amazing right now. And you talk about jobs and people looking for work. Some companies are offering incentives for people to go that are crazy amounts of money.
Yep, absolutely. You can see ads, certainly on the internet, you can see whether it's a fast food chain or actually even in Connecticut, just over the border where I live, you know, folks were incentivized to go back to work. Governor Lamont actually, I believe, was going to give them, I forget if it was $1,000 or $2,000, if they came back to work. They had to work, I believe it was a minimum of 2 months if they were on long-time unemployment. And, we'll see how that comes to pass. If jobs start to get filled, I think, particularly it was for the restaurant industry, in the hopes of getting those folks back to work. So we'll see if that really happens, and I certainly hope it does.
Now, you have a little bit, this is a little bit of a sidestep here, but a little personal history with restaurants, I understand.
That's right.
That, your family is involved?
Yes, my wife and her mother own 3 restaurants in our area, 2 down in kind of an offshoot of Mystic called No Ink, and they're both seasonal seafood restaurants. One's called Abbott's Lobster in the Rough. The other is Costello's Clam Shack.
I get it, Abbott and Costello.
That's right. and just a few weeks ago, actually, my wife opened a 3rd restaurant right in downtown Mystic called Abbott's Outpost, which is sort of a little bit of a mix of the two of them. There's obviously a lot of seafood and things of that mm-hmm. nature, but also a pretty nice bar to mosey on up to and mm-hmm. enjoy the beautiful views that we're fortunate to have.
Excellent. Well, our listeners will have to check that out. A new place to go is always of interest. All right. Now, we've talked a little bit about a checklist and things that you need to know. Do you find people sometimes being reluctant to tell you things? Does that happen on occasion?
You know what? When I first got in the industry, I thought that folks may feel that way. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is, if they're coming to talk to us, it's because they know that it's more than likely in their best interest. And so everything, within our industry, we're talking about very sensitive stuff. Obviously, a person's financial situation is personal and private, and we're held, obviously, to confidentiality when it comes to that. So I really don't see that, honestly. As I said, when I first got into the industry, I thought that might be something that you would have to overcome with new clients or prospects. But frankly, if you're having this sort of discussion with a client, I feel that you really get a connection pretty quickly. They're coming to you in the hopes that you're able to help them and educate them and put them on a better financial path. So, I really don't find that to be too much of an issue. So,
and they should have the confidence to know that you are very highly scrutinized.
Absolutely. And rightly we should be. Absolutely. Right. I think that it's an industry that needs the regulations that have been put in place, and it's all for good reason.
Yeah, I knew a financial person in the Boston area one time that told me when all these new things came out that were, checking on this and checking on that, he said a lot of his counterparts were very worried. And he said, I thought it was the best thing that could happen because I've been doing those things right along.
Absolutely. The only folks that need to be worried are the ones that are probably not doing the right things anyway. And unfortunately, like any industry, there are some players like that, but few and far between.
Yeah. Well, we can be dependent on Leonard Wealth Management. Now, let's talk just briefly about the big company, the Janney portion of this. And you say there's about 1,000?
Yeah. So we, as I said, we're a private company. There's no shareholders. There's no big bank behind us. We are owned by Penn Mutual Insurance, which, again, we're private, so there's no ticker, nothing like that. So they're based out of Philadelphia. That's where our headquarters are. As I said, it's a firm we've been around since 1832, so one of, if not the oldest financial firms in the United States.
And the full name is Janney?
Janney Montgomery Scott.
Janney Montgomery Scott. Okay, so if people want to check that out, they can do that. All right, Charlie, we have just a couple more minutes here on the program, and I want to make sure people know how to get in touch with you and both your direct phone number. Let's start with that.
Okay, my direct line is 860-415-8402.
And the email address?
Is CLEONARD at Janney, that's JANNEY.com.
Excellent. And if they have questions, they're certainly more than welcome to call you or check it out. And there's a website that people can go to on the Janney Montgomery Scott. They can check
yep.
that out. And all kinds of ways to get in touch with you. I want to make sure that our listeners, for one thing, feel confident that they can call and ask any questions or email and ask you just about anything, right?
Absolutely. I'm more than happy to answer any questions that any of your listeners may have, whether it be in pertaining to the financials or maybe they want to know about Trip. In any event,
right.
I'm more than happy to speak to anybody
there
out there.
You'll have to keep us posted on how Trip is doing. And keep us posted on. I'm interested in the restaurants too. I can't wait to go and try out a little seafood.
Absolutely, they're fantastic.
All right. Well, thank you, Charlie, for coming in today and sharing the information with our audience here at WCRI. And good luck to you, and the best wishes to your dad who started all this. And I know the people here that listen to the station all the time have heard his commercial many times. And in the future, I guess that'll be your voice coming over.
Absolutely. I think we need to update it a little bit.
we'll get a little bit of a change there and take Fred off the hook, and we'll get Charlie in. And you know, Trip is, you know, as soon as he's able, we'll get him in here.
I'll bring some pictures next time.
Okay.
I'm a very braggadocious father, if you can't tell.
That's the best kind. All right. Well, thank you again, Charlie. Take care, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks so much, Mike. Appreciate it.
And to the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.